you never hear that word a whole race, you're doing pretty decent. So if you can try and just keep yourself in that top 25, that's usually the place where you can try and stay on the lead lap.
Let's pause 10 seconds now for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on Real Country 1430 WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha. Coverage of NASCAR being brought to you by Napa Auto Parts, Madison Street, downtown Durand.
30 laps down, 20 to go here in Stage 1 at Texas Motor Speedway. Top five are Kyle Larson, Ty Gibbs, Christopher Bell, Tyler Reddick, and Ryan Blaney.
I'm what you might call very good at hide-and-seek. And since we got Xfinity, we have Wi-Fi all over the house, even in my super-secret hiding spots. So I can kill time in here by streaming my favorite...
Ha! Found ya.
How?
You left to find my tablet on.
Get wall-to-wall Wi-Fi on the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
When I was a kid, my grandpop used to say to my grandma, "I love you to the moon and back." It always symbolizes deep love for her. So this Mother's Day, I've created a beautiful to the moon and back sterling silver diamond necklace. Go to IHateStevenSinger.com and see the silhouette of a crescent moon filled with sparkling diamonds, hugging a silver heart engraved with "I love you to the moon and back" right on the other side. See this magnificent Mother's Day gift now at IHateStevenSinger.com. It's only $98. Ship for free. IHateStevenSinger.com.
32 laps deep into this race, and Kyle Larson has led every one of them, and he is just about now in the process of starting to put cars a lap down. We'll document who he scoots around here in a moment. From Texas, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Become a preferred customer of the hometown guys at Adams Super Service of Durand and receive $30 off your sixth oil change when you get five. Every oil change at Adams Super Service includes a complete safety check of your vehicle from the ASE certified technicians at Adams Super Service, your Napa Auto Care Gold Center, downtown Durand. Visit them online at adamssuperservice.com.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Back here at Texas Motor Speedway, where green flag pit stops are underway. The very first car on my end of pit road was Ryan Preece. He took four tires, Sunoco fuel, and those tight conditions that cars were feeling are now turning into a loose condition. Brad Gilley.
Bubba Wallace has been in four tires and Sunoco fuel. Also Austin Cindric and Michael McDowell. They made a right side wedge adjustment on McDowell's car. Eric Jones is in right now. And your race leader, Kyle Larson, in. Needs a little bit of help in three and four. Alan Cabana.
Brad Keselowski was in on my section. Then William Byron just came in after making a few passes out there on the track. Looks like Chase Briscoe will be in soon, Wendy Venturini.
Joey Logano says he's been fighting a loose condition when he throttles up. It's four tires and Sunoco fuel. Also on pit road was Martin Truex Jr., Brad Gilley.
Brian Blaney now coming into his pit box as Christopher Bell gets service on his Toyota Camry. Four tires for him. Blaney comes through and someone had spilled fuel on pit road. There's a big fire right behind the pit box of Ryan Blaney. No cars are in this section right now. Blaney getting the left side tires on. That fuel is burning off. Alan Cavana.
Great start for Chase Briscoe, but got a little loose as that run went on. Lost a few positions. He was in for four tires of fuel. Jimmy Johnson, Kyle Busch, both in, needing to look to improve on their section of pit road right now. Both with clean stops, Wendy Venturini.
Daniel Suarez is making his way down pit road. He also had a loose condition at the start, a tight condition in the start of the race, and turned to a loose condition just moments ago. It is four tires, Sunoco fuel, and no chassis adjustments for Daniel Suarez.
So Ty Gibbs has stayed out. He is the new leader of the Auto Trader Echo Park Automotive 400. Kyle Larson has pitted after leading the first 35 laps. Gibbs has led the past four. And again, it looks like now here is Ty Gibbs, the Interstate Batteries Toyota, slowing down to 45 miles per hour. He's about to make his pit stop. He will relinquish the lead. It looks like Chase Elliott will go to the top of the leaderboard. As Ty Gibbs comes in, let's go to Brad Gilley.
Ty Gibbs has been pretty happy with his car since it's been running neutral as he was following Kyle Larson around the racetrack. He's turning his Toyota now into the service of the pit crew. They're going to go to the right side first. They'll give him a clean windshield. Change the right side tires. First hand of Sunoco is going in. They're going to replug the first hand of Sunoco in just to top them off. Four tire change, no adjustments. Waiting on fuel for Ty Gibbs. Not sure if they didn't get the can in properly, but they had to wait an extra long time to fuel that car.
All right, a little bit of a long stop there for Ty Gibbs. And Cole Custer, what did you think of that play there? He stayed out four laps longer than almost all the other leaders before making this first pit stop.
Well, they were trying to be aggressive on trapping people a lap down. You know, if they could stay out there and they caught a caution, they would have only had back five cars on the lead laps. They would have been sitting really pretty. And I think they were able to do that strategy because they had such a lead on third and to stay in the top five. So he probably only lost a couple spots staying out that long, but there was a good gain that he could have gotten.
Let's go back down to Brad Gilley.
All right, so it looks like the slow pit stop on Ty Gibbs might not have been getting fuel. As soon as his car pulled away, the rear tire changer held the pit gun up in the air in frustration. Looking at the end of the pit gun, there was no socket on it. The socket had actually fallen off, and they had a malfunction with that. That was the reason for the slow pit stop of Ty Gibbs.
So at this point, Chase Elliott, Todd Gilliland have not pitted. Also not pitting at this point, Austin Hill and Daniel Hemric in that South Point Hotel and Casino Chevrolet. So Elliott remains the leader of this race, but after his pit stop, Larson again has a bullet. He's number three, moving back towards the top.
And if you're Austin Hill and Daniel Hemric, Mark, I like this play here because if you just do what they're going to do, you're going to go a lap down. You stay out here, maybe you get lucky, we catch a caution, you stay on the lead lap.
Well, then we'll see how it plays out.
Is that what you think's at play here, Cole?
For sure. I mean, if you're Austin Hill, Todd Gillen, you're going a lap down anyways. So if you can try and stay out here and try and catch a caution, that's going to keep yourself in the game to try and have a better finish here at the end of the day.
So watching this race unfold, we are now 44 laps completed, and that means we're coming up with 36 laps to go here in stage one. It's 80 laps long, so we've gotten past the halfway mark. Let's go back down to Alan Cabana.
The number 11 of Denny Hamlin was one of the first cars on pit road, and his only complaint was, hey, I think I'm faster than a lot of these cars, but I don't have the track position right now, and it's really tough to pass out there. The good news for Hamlin, it looks like when this cycles out, his team has picked him up a couple spots on pit road. Let's see what he can do with his number 11 Toyota out there.
Still have four cars that have yet to come to pit road. They are Chase Elliott, Todd Gilliland, Austin Hill, and Daniel Hemric. Not surprisingly, they're all inside the top five.
A toast to our new college grad who fills us with so much joy, almost as much as when we're in our RV. Oh, the world is your oyster, kiddo, and ours too. Now that we're covered with Progressive, Dad and I can hop in our RV anytime we want. Might even splurge on a retractable awning. Ooh, look out! Sorry, what was I talking about?
Protect your loved one with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with Syntec and O'Reilly Auto Parts. Syntec Premium Full Synthetic Motor Oil is formulated for today's engines to dissipate heat and friction and reduce wear. Get 5 quarts of Syntec Full Synthetic and a MicroGuard Select Filter for just $33.99. Limit supply, see store for details. Get Syntec only at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Texas Motor Speedway, 47 laps complete. Kyle Larson led 35 of them right now, not having come on pit road yet. Chase Elliott is your leader. From Texas, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
We're here for you 24-7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
First caution of the day here at Texas Motor Speedway involving seven-time champion Jimmy Johnson. Spins all by himself coming off of turn four and slides down the front stretch here. And that is the second time this weekend that Jimmy Johnson's been involved in an incident. They had to repair that car to get it ready to race today. And Jimmy brings out the first yellow here on lap 50.
Maybe the happiest man on the planet right now. Chase Elliott got the yellow flag he was looking for, Cole. He's going to have to give up a lot of track position, but he's not going to go a lap down.
No, I mean, that worked as good as they could have ever hoped right there. I mean, they were looking in trouble, honestly. If that caution didn't come out, he was probably going to go a lap down. But right there, getting that caution, that worked out as good as he could ever hoped.
Let's go down to O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporter Alan Cavana.
And Jimmy Johnson just came on the radio and just said, it's the bumps again, you know, coming off the turn. It's something he struggled with throughout the weekend, and it bit him once again as he's trying to get used to this next-gen car. We've heard him explain, you know, the issues that he's had trying to learn this car and trying to find success with it. Well, the bumps, they got him once again coming off of turn four.
Johnson never spun all the way around, did a half spin this way, did a half spin that way, wound up with the car in the right direction. He did not hit anything, and thankfully nobody hit Jimmy. So a pretty calm opening yellow flag here at Texas.
Cole Custer, we heard Jimmy say yesterday, he said, for my entire career in stock cars, I drove the car off the right rear. And he goes, this car, this next-gen car is different. You drive it off the right front. What does he mean by all that?
Well, pretty much the basic way of saying that is you can't drive this thing sideways. You have to drive the car straight. If you get it sideways on the right rear tire, you are going for a ride. And I think dirt guys and off-road truck guys like Jimmy, you know, they like to drive it off the right rear. They like to drive it sideways. They like to have that feel. But with these cars, you just can't do that. You got to have it in control the whole time.
If you're a Chris Buescher fan, take a bow. He just got the free pass. Good news for you. Let's go down to Wendy Venturini.
There was one car that had not pitted yet, our leader, Chase Elliott. Most of the cars came down at lap 38, 39, and Chase Elliott was just hoping for a caution. That's exactly what he got. So he will be pitting this next time around. He said his car felt a little bit better with heat in it. That meant as it went on, it was getting faster for him. He said the balance is not terrible for Chase Elliott, but the back of the car just did not have the grip, and the fronts weren't gripping the way he wanted. It was pushing the right front off of it. But they're going to make some slight air pressure adjustments. Alan Gustafson is down here holding that tire, as he usually does for these pit stops, and Chase Elliott will take advantage of this caution this time around.
Also, having not pitted yet, Todd Gilliland, he was being listed in the second position. Also, Austin Hill, Daniel Hemric, their gamble pays off. They were running at the time fifth and sixth and still on the lead lap. Here is Chase Elliott, the Hooters Chevrolet, coming down pit road. Let's go back down to Wendy Venturini.
It's going to be lap 51 for Chase Elliott to take on these four tires and Sunoco fuel. Crew chief Alan Gustafson always handing over that left side tire to the left rear tire changer. Watching pit stop, that was an awfully fast one. That jack went down in a hurry, and Chase Elliott was down and away. Brad Gilley.
Over here on my end of pit road, Ryan Blaney's going to be coming back in. He says his car is a little bit loose in one and two, feels a lot better in turns three and four. Michael McDowell also coming in, and they're going to do a four-tire change for him as well. And it looks like a little further down pit road, Bubba Wallace and crew, he's coming in. He says he's just a little too tight. They went back on the air pressure adjustment that they had done the first pit stop.
Let's go to Alan Cavana.
Austin Hill, Daniel Hemric coming in for their first pit stop. One of the few in my section who came in for two tires was Ross Chastain. We'll see how he's doing. I'll go and check with the team what the strategy is there for the one car.
All right, thanks a lot to our O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporters. We have a plethora of strategies being played out here. Teams making two tire stops, folks coming back in for the second time, and then you've got other people, I feel like Cole Custer, that are sticking to what the original plan was, whatever that was.
Well, you have a lot of different strategy here, and I think the name of the game is track position. So being able to stay out right here, you keep it up front, you'll have a better shot of staying up there. So, but you have Chase Elliott there who stayed on the lead lap. Now he's going to have fresh tires. He might be able to gain some spots here.
So right now we have a number of cars behind the pace car that are probably going to use the wave around, including Alex Bowman back there, Austin Dillon, Daniel Suarez, Joey Logano, Noah Gregson in that group as well. Back down to Wendy Venturini.
Martin Truex Jr. will find himself on pit road for a third time. He was pitted at lap 38 for four tires, came back down just now for two right side tires, went back out there and knew he had a loose wheel, so the lug nut is not tight on that machine. Martin Truex Jr. comes to a stop. The team goes back to work on the right-hand side to switch those two tires and tighten up the wheel. They are actually going to just check. It looks like they are going to do a four-tire change just to go ahead and secure all four tires on this car for Martin Truex Jr.
Well, there were some winners on that caution flag, Mark. We talked about Chase Elliott. We were kind of scratching our head on why he stayed out. Todd Gilliland elected to stay out. Austin Hill, Daniel Hemric in the South Point car, they all stayed out, and it played right to them as they got the caution exactly when they needed it.
Sometimes it's good to be good and lucky. I think those guys were good, and they were lucky. Those pit stops, by the way, coming with about 28 laps to go before we get to the end of Stage 1. And right now we're at 27 laps as they continue to work their way under caution. And again, we see 18 cars, 20 cars now using the wave around, and I believe we'll have 32 cars of the 38 on the lead lap when we go back to green here to finish off Stage number 1.
So we'll document the running order here after they come by start-finish line and line up one more time so we can give you the most accurate reading. Cole, has anything jumped out to you here so far? Is there a particular car that you've watched that you're going like, wow, they're on it right now?
Well, I think when you look at the five car of Kyle Larson and you look at Ty Gibbs, they look like they have some rockets today. They're going to be up there all day fighting for this thing. But you do have Ty Gibbs. He's coming down right here. He might have a problem. We'll see what he has going on there.
That is definitely unscheduled because we're about to restart this stage, and Gibbs had some great track position. He will give it up. He was going to be second or third. Let's go down now to Brad Gilley.
Hey, remember that Ty Gibbs pit stop I called where the socket broke off of the pit gun? Well, what I didn't realize was that the socket stuck to the car. It was actually stuck to his right rear, and they raced with it out there. NASCAR actually called the team back in. That's why he's coming in that late in this pit cycle. They actually had to pull the socket from the pit gun, which was connected to the lug nut on the left rear.
I'm assuming that would be equipment leaving the box, wouldn't it, Cole?
I've never heard of that one before. So that's a new one for me, but, man, that's unfortunate. That'll really hurt their day. They're going to have to fight hard now.
Let's give you a quick rundown here of how they're doing at Texas Motor Speedway.
Kyle Larson, your leader. Christopher Bell, second. Tyler Reddick, third. The rest of our top ten. William Byron, Denny Hamlin, Austin Cindric, Chase Briscoe, Chase Elliott, Todd Gilliland, and Ross Chastain. That is our top ten.
The rest of the top 20 will be Ross Chastain, Ryan Blaney, Bubba Wallace in 13th. 14th will be Daniel Hemric. Michael McDowell is 15th. Austin Hill, 16th. 17th to Martin Truex Jr. 18th is going to be Chris Buescher. Alex Bowman, 19th. And 20th will be Carson Hocevar. They're getting ready to drop the green.
They move through the Geico restart zone. Green flag is back out. Larson and Bell side by side take that thundering pack to turn number one.
Until making a pit stop, it was all Kyle Larson leading this race from the green flag. He'll reappropriate that top spot off turn number two. Trailing in is the car of Christopher Bell and then Tyler Reddick.
Kyle Larson leads his buddy C. Bell down the backstretch into turn three. Larson goes to the bottom of the racetrack. Heavy traffic behind them trying to sort out the bottom. C. Bell in the second spot.
Kyle Larson once again in the familiar point position here at Texas Motor Speedway. Christopher Bell, Tyler Reddick. The battle is going to be for fourth. That's William Byron and Denny Hamlin.
They run side by side for two-thirds of a lap as they enter turn one. Hamlin will clear the car of Byron.
Now Byron is under assault. That's Chase Briscoe to his inside.
And Briscoe will go door to door with Byron down the backstretch. Denny Hamlin takes a peek underneath Tyler Reddick, looking for the third spot. Can't do anything with him. And Byron will stay side by side with Briscoe.
In the fourth spot, Denny Hamlin now going after his employee, Tyler Reddick, 2311 Racing, as they work their way down to turn one.
Denny Hamlin looking very good at the outset of this race. He won't use the middle lane. He was doing that for much of the first part of that first run this afternoon. He's making it work, Pat.
Behind Hamlin is Briscoe. Then comes William Byron. Right behind him, you find Chase Elliott and Ryan Blaney. That's the way they race into turn three. Everybody at the bottom of the racetrack.
Field looks a little bit racier here the second time that they've gone back to green following that Jimmy Johnson caution flag. Watching Ross Chastain back there. He's battling with Todd Gilliland. Right behind Todd is his teammate Michael McDowell.
It does look racier, Doug, and I think it's a good sign that we've got a second group of racing really forming up. It'll only get better, I hope, as the afternoon progresses. Leaders head to three.
Here comes Kyle Larson entering turn three right now. The battle for third rages as we watch Hamlin go to the bottom of the racetrack, trying to make a move on his employee, so to speak.
Hamlin looks to the inside. Reddick slams the door. They go nose to tail across the stripe. We've got 21 laps to go here in stage one.
Great Purple is the number 11 car of Denny Hamlin. He'll go to the inside of Tyler Reddick. Let's see if Reddick fights him. He will not give that third position to Denny Hamlin.
Right behind him, watching Michael McDowell make a move. He gets that position around the Gilliland car. Now he'll set his sights on the number one of Ross Chastain, again racing down at the bottom of the racetrack as Gilliland steps out to the top side of the racetrack.
Todd Gilliland slid up the racetrack. Michael McDowell got around him. McDowell now in hot pursuit of Ross Chastain. That is going to be a battle for the eighth spot as they roll back to one.
Let's see if Chastain's choice to take only two tires on this most recent round of pit stops plays to his advantage. He's lost some ground to Ryan Blaney, the car directly in front of him, and he's dead in the gun sights of Michael McDowell.
Another guy that's cranking it back up again is Bubba Wallace. He runs right behind McDowell as they get into turn three. Wallace looking to the outside here, but Gilliland's right on his bumper.
Go ahead, Mark. Carson Hocevar took a wild ride there.
He sure did. Got awful close to the wall in turn number two. Again, at this point, 19 laps to go in stage number one. Let's go down to O'Reilly Auto Parts pit reporter Brad Gilley.
Mark, Ty Gibbs obviously lost a lot of track position when they had the socket for the lug wrench get stuck in the lug nut. They're currently running in the 27th spot. They've made up a lot of ground since the restart. They're going to try and make up more at the end of this stage. Ty was just told, take it easy on your car, take it easy on your tires. We're going to make up about half of those spots at the end of the stage break. Don't be surprised if you see a two-tire call coming up.
18 laps to go here in stage one. The leader by a second is Kyle Larson.
This season, Toyota Racing is looking for jugglers.
Aha!
Not the ones who toss balls or rings. Fans that can juggle the rigors of a 10-month-long season across many different racing circuits.
Well, what if I added knives?
What if you added GR Cup, Formula Drift, and off-road racing? If you can juggle it all, then we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. Formula Drift is a registered trademark of Formula Drifts Holdings, LLC.
Get ready to roar and experience the thrill of NASCAR at Dover Motor Speedway, April 26th to 28th. The engines roar and the crowd roars at an adrenaline-fueled weekend of NASCAR action. Don't miss your chance to be part of the action-packed atmosphere. NASCAR's best drivers, NASCAR's best fan zone, and the best tailgating around. Get your tickets now and be there at Dover Motor Speedway, April 26th to 28th. Visit DoverMotorSpeedway.com.
16 laps to go here in stage one. Stage one brought to you by eBay Motors. Bring home the cup with eBay Guaranteed Fit. Fit brakes, headlights, and all the parts to fit your vehicle the first time, every time. ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Our top five read like this. It's Kyle Larson, Christopher Bell, Denny Hamlin, Tyler Reddick, and Chase Briscoe. From Texas Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
What is your greatest asset? A house? Your portfolio? What about your health? Your health is the most precious commodity you have. I'm Nikki Gillis, nurse practitioner from Provisions Health. Let Provisions Health protect that commodity with affordable health care and testing services for individuals, families, and businesses across western Wisconsin. When you visit provisions.health, you will find information on health services and upfront pricing so that there are no surprises. Providing affordable health care and testing solutions for western Wisconsin. Provisions Health, 3rd Avenue West, across from Security Financial Bank, Durand.
Picture this. You're behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground, moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever, and enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
From Lake Pepin to Osseo's Martha Lake and everywhere in between, your home for local severe weather coverage is Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Welcome back here to Texas Motor Speedway. Time now for our Liberty University leaderboard.
So our leader is Kyle Larson. He's led 50 laps, and with those 50, he is the first driver to go over 500 laps led here in 2024. Christopher Bell is second. Third, Denny Hamlin. Fourth, Tyler Reddick. Fifth is Chase Briscoe. Sixth is William Byron. Chase Elliott, seventh. Ryan Blaney is in the eighth spot. Michael McDowell, ninth. Tenth is Ross Chastain.
Riding 11th is Bubba Wallace. Todd Gilliland, 12th. 13th, Martin Truex Jr. Austin Cindric is 14th. Daniel Hemric is up to 15th. Austin Hill, 16th. 17th is Chris Buescher. Alex Bowman, 18th. 19th, Joey Logano. Noah Gregson, 20th.
Well, taking it easy, Ty Gibbs has worked his way back to 21st. John Hunter Nemechek, 22nd. 23rd, Ryan Preece. Zane Smith, 24th. 25th is Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Josh Berry, 26th. Austin Dillon, 27th. And it's Eric Jones, 28th. 29th, Carson Hocevar. Brad Keselowski in 30th.
31st is Corey LaJoy. Daniel Suarez, 32nd. 33rd is going to be Kyle Busch. First car, one lap down. Harrison Burton is 34th. 35th will be Justin Haley. 36th, Jimmy Johnson. Ty Dillon is 37th. Two laps down, and in 38th is Kaz Grala. That leaderboard brought to you by Liberty University, where you can win one of several scholarships in the LU 24 $74,000 scholarship giveaway. Go to liberty.edu/24 for details. And that's your full field rundown here at Texas Motor Speedway as we're winding down the laps here in stage one, just nine to go. We've watched Kyle Larson be very dominant here today, but Pat Patterson, I can't take my eyes off Denny Hamlin. He's in third, but he's closed the gap to second place Seabell.
Yeah, he is starting to close that gap, and I think he's got enough time to at least challenge Seabell. Another one that I've been watching, Doug, that's been a lot of fun, was watching Ryan Blaney alongside Chase Elliott and William Byron, Michael McDowell. That's been a good little race going on with those guys.
So William Byron now has a two-car length advantage over Michael McDowell, and right there also in his tire tracks in turn one, Ross Chastain.
Along with Bubba Wallace, those four cars right together off turn two. Still a few laps to get themselves perhaps a stage point. Yeah, we'll see what can happen here as Michael McDowell will take a bead on William Byron. He'll take that yellow love machine to the bottom of the racetrack, and he's going to make that pass on last week's winner.
It's a position for position eighth for Michael McDowell, getting underneath William Byron and Cole Custer. A lot of people haven't passed William Byron this year.
That's impressive. That's a, you know, a little bit of a smaller team with Front Row Motorsports in the 34 car. They're hitting above their weight today. They're running top 10, going to get some good stage points here. But we see that all the time from Michael McDowell and that 34 team. They really make the most of it.
Also watching now, Ryan Blaney creeping up on Chase Elliott. Blaney is currently running in that seventh position as he works his way out of turn four. The gap now has been cut to two car lengths, and we've got six laps to go here in stage number one.
As we see them fighting for six, Pat, I noticed that both Christopher Bell and Denny Hamlin are beginning to close somewhat on Kyle Larson.
Yeah, watching them right now off of turn number four. Now Larson's got a good 10-car lead over Seabell, another 10 back to Denny Hamlin. Then you find Tyler Reddick. The closest battle for position right now is the one I'm watching, and that's the number 9 car of Chase Elliott and Ryan Blaney.
That's the battle for sixth right now as they flash by us across the start-finish line. I'm only going to call it a single car lick from Chase Elliott back to Blaney.
Blaney will go to the bottom of the racetrack this time. Gets those left side tires down to the white line. drifting up just a bit is Chase Elliott, but Blaney cannot get a strong momentum off turn two.
These two guys are really good friends, but they race each other really hard, and they do it again down here in turn three. It'll be Chase Elliott at the bottom of the racetrack. Blaney looking to the outside, trying to find some grip.
Now just four laps to go in stage number one. Here's Elliott Blaney across the stripe heading back to one.
We'll continue to follow this pair. They're just about half a dozen car lengths back of the fifth place car. That's Chase Briscoe. They may catch him, but I think right now they're just worried about one another. Sixth position is up for grabs, Elliott and Blaney.
Now, I'd say these top five cars, well, top four anyway, are pretty safe here on the finish of this stage. But certainly you get past Tyler Reddick and you look at Chase Briscoe, and he's going to get a mirror full of Chase Elliott here pretty quick.
Three laps to go. The battle for fourth, fifth, and sixth right now. Briscoe in fourth. Fifth belongs to Chase Elliott. And in sixth, about two car lengths back, it's Blaney.
Chase Briscoe goes all the way to the bottom. Up a lane is Chase Elliott. That opens the inside momentarily for Blaney. He can't get close enough, however, to get into that left rear quarter panel.
Chevy versus Ford. Here we go. Down to backstretch here. They'll see who's going to get the bottom to the racetrack faster. And it's again Chase Elliott. And Blaney kind of hangs it out to the outside all four.
With Blaney pushing Elliott, he's creeping up on Chase Briscoe. They flash across the stripe. Just two laps left now in stage number one.
Chase Briscoe probably hoping that that fight behind him will continue, but Elliott now stretches it out by a couple of car lengths over Blaney. This time in two, Blaney moves up, and it gets him some distance on the racetrack.
Blaney pulls right up on his bumper, though. Takes a look to the inside. Here comes Ryan Blaney trying to make a move for position. He'll easily get that away from Chase Elliott. Now he's at the bottom of the racetrack as the leader's back to the stripe.
So Ryan Blaney takes over the sixth spot, wrestles that away from Chase Elliott. One lap to go here in stage one. Can he catch Briscoe, Rob?
After the futility of not being able to get by Chase Elliott on the low side, he went to the top. He's learned something. He's up there again. He's about three car lengths back of Chase Briscoe.
Kyle Larson, high, wide, and Hampson, bottom of the racetrack. Here he comes around for this stage win. Meanwhile, Ryan Blaney tries to bear down on Chase Briscoe. Midway through three and four, not going to be able to make the pass.
Kyle Larson is going to win stage number one of the Auto Trader Echo Park Automotive 400, his fifth stage win in 2024. He's the leader in that category, and he's led the last three of five stages he's won, as a matter of fact, when you date back to Richmond and Martinsville. So he's been on a tear lately when it comes to stage points and playoff points through the stages. Larson wins stage one, Christopher Bell second, Denny Hamlin third, Tyler Reddick fourth, fifth Chase Briscoe, also getting points here in stage one, Ryan Blaney in sixth, Chase Elliott seventh, eighth Michael McDowell, William Byron ninth, and tenth Bubba Wallace. Stage one here on PRN brought to you by eBay Motors with eBay Guaranteed Fit.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR. From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California. Subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Is your insurance playbook too confusing? Make it easy. Switch to GEICO and get all your insurance coverage from one place. Go to GEICO.com today to get started. From Texas Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at WWT.net.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit wisconsinsoybean.org.
A station so good, you'll want to set two presets, FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi, and AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
This is Motor Speedway, second yellow flag of the day, this one for the conclusion of Stage 1. Let's check in with Brad Gilley.
Well, Doug, Booty Barker has taken two opportunities to pit Bubba Wallace today. They've been fighting just a little bit with the handling of their race car. I thought it interesting, with about 15 laps to go in Stage 1, Bubba got on the radio and asked Booty, hey, is there any way to free me up without getting me loose? And that is the challenge for Booty Barker during this round of pit stops.
Cole Custer joins us in the booth today. Free me up without getting loose. What does that entail here, Cole?
That's probably the crew chief's worst words they can hear. So now you're just trying to wave your magic wand and hope you find something. But that's what we fight here, you know, trying to get your entry and exit so loose, and then you can't turn the center. So you're just trying to find that magic setup that can try and connect the whole corner how you want.
Cole, we were talking during the break that track position is so important here. You were watching what Kyle Busch did, even though he was down a lap.
Yeah, I mean, technically he's running 33rd, but he was able to restart in the top 15 there, and he stayed there the whole time. So you can take a 33rd place car and run in the top 15. That means how close this field really is, and if you can get that track position on a pit stop, you're going to run there.
And I guess that could really play out big at the end of this race. I would think you're not going to give up track position.
For sure. I mean, you're looking at your pit crew right now, and you're saying, I need you guys to have your best day of the season right now, because if you can get me a few spots, we're going to stay there all race. And for the crew chiefs also, if you can work some strategy, you can really try and get something to try and up a few guys.
To this point, we have had 85 laps of competition. Kyle Larson has led 65 of those. We've had four different leaders and five lead changes, and we're about ready to open up pit road now, and it will get very busy, led by a slow motion caravan headed up by Kyle Larson. Let's drop down on pit road to Alan Cavana.
Denny Hamlin is the first driver on pit road for his box, and look, his pit crew launched him into the top five earlier on in this race. We'll see what they can do again in terms of a fast pit stop, but he needs help getting into the corner. Chase Briscoe, top five in that stage, but says he's still just a bit too tight. William Byron, meanwhile, faded at the end of that stage. He says he's way too tight. They need an adjustment, Wendy Venturini.
Chase Elliott is happy where his car is, but needs a tad more security when it built up air pressure, got on edge. They went down on the air pressure with the right rear four tires. Pulling out a pit stall, Tyler Reddick. His back of the car has been dancing. They did four tires and an air pressure adjustment. Brad Gilley.
Kyle Larson had a lightning fast pit stop, but wasn't the fastest. He says his car is just a little bit tight in three and four. Gets a little bit slick up high. Christopher Bell, he also came in. Four tires in Sunoco. No adjustments for the 20 of Christopher Bell.
Martin Truex Jr. picked up 10 spots there. He will come out first, and then it's going to be Kyle Larson and Chase Elliott, the top three, as they exit pit road here at Texas Motor Speedway.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free and provides a report with solutions based on over 650 million vehicle scans verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we can recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Whether your engine runs daily or only when you need it, Z-Max Micro Lubricant is the force you need against carbon buildup that can damage your engine. Combustion causes carbon and other harmful deposits to build up on your engine, fuel system, and transmission. And carbon is like sandpaper rubbing against your engine's internal parts. You don't want that. You want Z-Max Micro Lubricant. It soaks into metal and keeps your vehicle running at peak performance. Find out more at zmax.com or visit us on Facebook and Twitter. Protect your engine to the max with Z-Max.
field under the second caution of the day for the conclusion of Stage 1. When we come back in just a moment, we will give you the full field rundown. From Texas Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Configuring the Bluetooth, deciding who controls the music, remembering where you parked. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your vehicle doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like remembering if you're on the third or fourth level of the parking garage. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Adams Super Service of Durant.
Still under the yellow here at the conclusion of Stage 1, let's give you the eBay leaderboard.
Ryan Blaney currently listed in the number one spot, Austin Hill in second. Third is Chris Buescher. Fourth is Ty Gibbs. Fifth, Ryan Truex. Here we go. Martin Truex Jr. Sixth, Kyle Larson. Chase Elliott. Yeah, he was in the race yesterday, so I guess I sort of kept it in Texas. Kyle Larson is sixth. Seventh, Chase Elliott. Christopher Bell, eighth. Ninth, Denny Hamlin. Austin Cindric in 10th.
11th will be Michael McDowell. Tyler Reddick is 12th. 13th, William Byron. Bubba Wallace, 14th. 15th, Ross Chastain. 16th is Chase Briscoe. Logano is 17th. Daniel Hemric, 18th. Alex Bowman, 19th. And 20th to Noah Gregson.
Josh Berry now listed in 21st. 22nd, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. Ryan Preece, 23rd. Then John Hunter Nemechek, 24th. 25th, Daniel Suarez, Carson Hocevar, 26th, 27th, Austin Dillon, Brad Keselowski, 28th, 29th, Corey LaJoie, Eric Jones in 30th.
31st is Zane Smith, 32nd will be Todd Gilliland, Kyle Busch back on the lead lap in 33rd, Harrison Burton is 34th, one lap down, minus one is Ty Dillon, 35th, Justin Haley is 36th, 37th is Jimmy Johnson, he's minus one, minus two is Kaz Grala. Bring home the cup with eBay Guaranteed Fit, brakes and headlights, all the parts to fit your vehicle the first time, every time. eBay Motors, ebaymotors.com, eligible items only, exclusions apply. I want to give a quick shout out here to one of our longtime affiliates, WDUN in Gainesville, Georgia. They're a flamethrower at 100,000 watts at 102.9. So if you're down near Atlanta, tune those folks in. They are awesome. And Mark, they are celebrating 35 years on the air today, a long-running NASCAR radio affiliate and a big part of PRN.
They were there when we weren't the cool kids on the block, and they're still with us. So we thank them at WDUN. If you just joined us, 5 leaders, 6 lead changes. We've had 2 cautions, one for the end of stage one, the other for a lazy half spin by Jimmy Johnson coming out of turn number 4. Our lap leaders, Kyle Larson has led 66. He's led the event 3 times. Chase Elliott, 12. Then you have Ty Gibbs with 5 laps led, Ryan Blaney with 4, and Christopher Bell with 1. Those caution flags have only been for 2 times, again, for just 11 of the 87 laps we've run so far.
Field is queued up behind the pace car. They're about ready to enter. Let's all say it together. The Geico Restart Zone. Doug Rice, Mark Garrow with you in the booth. Joined today by Cole Custer. Thrilled to have him out in the turns. Of course, Rob Albright and Pat Patterson. Pit Road, Alan Cavana, Wendy Venturini, and Brad Gilley. Pace car on to Pit Road here. We're ready to crank him up again at Texas Motor Speedway. Green flag is in the air. Side by side on the front row, it's Ryan Blaney and Austin Hill.
Should be interesting. Fastest guy in the field all afternoon. Restart 6. That's Larson. The race is for the lead into turn 1, but it won't last long. Blaney will capture that spot. Hill runs now in the second position.
Blaney out front, Hill in second. Side-by-side battle for that third spot now as you watch Chris Buescher go to work with Ty Gibbs. Gibbs to the top side of the racetrack now as they rocket off turn 4.
Now here's Chase Elliott on the top side of the racetrack. He works his way around Martin Truex Jr., or does he? Truex now pulls up to the driver's door of Elliott in turn one.
Well, it's side-by-side into the corner, but very quickly, Truex dispatches with him just as I say that. Battling back on the high side is Elliott. He'll now go after Larson. Elliott gets right to his teammate's back bumper. Elliott's boxed in behind the five car. Truex gives him a little running room. Now he'll try to go to the bottom of the racetrack. Truex had to check up just a little bit, and now he's going to be challenged on the outside by Denny Hamlin.
Tell you, the driver that's mixing it up is Denny Hamlin. He dove low almost to the apron in turn one. This time he's working to the high side, trying to get around Truex. That's a battle for seven.
Denny Hamlin has a very, very good race car. So does his teammate, Christopher Bell. He runs right with those two teammates, Truex and Hamlin, down the back straightaway out of turn two. Austin Hill holds that second spot. Out in front, though, by a good 20 car lengths now is Ryan Blaney. Door-to-door battle. It's the five car of Kyle Larson taking a spot away from Ty Gibbs.
Move Larson up to the third spot as he bypasses Ty Gibbs. Now closing in on him, Chris Buescher, Chase Elliott, and Denny Hamlin.
Kyle Larson took just two laps of maybe just a little bit of patience to see what unfolded in front of him. Now he's gone from sixth to third. He's about four car lengths back of Austin Hill, who rides in that second position.
Watching Christopher Bell, he's lost another spot out there. He'll try to challenge William Byron and try to hold on to this top group, but he's to the top side of the racetrack looking for some grip on four.
Champ Ryan Blaney right now driving away from the pack, a 22 car length lead over Austin Hill, but the guy in a hurry is third place Kyle Larson.
How often do we say it? Clean air is king, and Ryan Blaney is proving it at the moment, but the king may become a prince once Larson gets there. Larson goes to the outside of Austin Hill, and he'll make quick work of him down the backstretch.
He'll get that spot, but Hill will keep him honest down into turn three, locked onto his bumper, about four car lengths back to Ty Gibbs. There's Chris Buescher and a battle. Denny Hamlin still working on Chase Elliott.
Ross Chastain just went around Christopher Bell for 10th. Bell now is under pressure from Tyler Reddick. Also, Reddick now makes the pass. McDowell will now line up Bell in turn one.
And right ahead of them, Reddick will go to the low side of the racetrack, try to take a spot away from Ross Chastain. They'll race door-to-door off turn two. Slight advantage to Reddick.
Reddick in that black and green car on the inside. It's that blue car for the number one of Ross Chastain. As once again, Reddick, bottom of the racetrack. He wants that spot. He'll take that spot.
Tyler Reddick on the move. Gets around Ross Chastain. Battle back here for fourth right now. Ty Gibbs is in a ferocious fight with Chris Buescher and Denny Hamlin.
Chris Buescher now will move to the top of the racetrack as Denny Hamlin flashes easily by on the inside. Now trying to get a twofer. Hamlin will easily bypass Gibbs. He'll now sit on the back bumper of Austin Hill.
Here comes Denny Hamlin. He wants that third spot. He's big in the mirror of Austin Hill. Bottom of the racetrack as they paint the line. In fact, the top seven or eight cars behind him at the very bottom of the racetrack.
Chase Elliott got by Chris Buescher as well, so it's Blaney, Larson, Hill, Gibbs, Buescher, Hamlin, and now move Hamlin up to fourth, drop Gibbs to fifth.
Well, I got
to
keep an eye on Denny Hamlin. Chris Gabehart, as the crew chief, has given him a wonderful piece this afternoon. Hamlin can go literally anywhere he wants to, Pat, high or low in turn number one. Same thing down there.
Gibbs cars always good at this racetrack right now, sitting in that third spot. He's distancing himself now from Austin Hill, who still holds on to the top five. Chase Elliott trying to challenge once again on Ty Gibbs.
You've heard us talk about Austin Hill, one of his infrequent cup starts. He's racing today for RCR in the number 33 car. Keith Rodden serving as his crew chief, and they've gotten some track position and given it a pretty good ride.
And would you have guessed Austin Hill outperforming Austin Dillon and Kyle Busch in this race for RCR? But that's exactly what's happening right now. They used some pit strategy in stage one to get him up there, and Austin Hill's done a pretty good job. But now he goes way up the racetrack. One car after another flies by. Elliott, Byron, Truex, Buescher, Reddick, Christopher Bell now flashing to the inside of Austin Hill.
Ross Chastain almost ran out of racing room. He was trying to make the pass on Christopher Bell, but he found himself right behind the Austin Hill machine. Now, Michael McDowell closes on Chastain's back bumper.
And he goes side by side with the driver of the number one car. As they go down to the bottom of the racetrack here in three and four, McDowell in that bright yellow car battles side by side with Chastain. Chastain not letting him go.
Cole Custer, we watched Austin Hill. We were bragging on him. He was running for third, and he's probably dropped 20 spots in the last two laps. What do you think's going on there?
He might have a problem, or his car has just absolutely dropped anchor. I mean, he was holding his own really good in the top five there, and it just fell off a cliff within about five laps.
Looks like he gets very tight in turn number two, almost has to stop the car to get it around that corner.
I think he's coming to pit road here, guys. It looks like he's got a problem. Yeah, he's going to the apron right now. He's got a problem.
Challenge for the lead. It is Ryan Blaney right now, but in hot pursuit. Here comes Kyle Larson into one.
You look away for two laps, and all of a sudden, Larson has closed up a 25 car length disadvantage to put himself right on the back bumper of the race leader, Ryan Blaney, off turn two.
And here they come down the backstretch. What will Larson do? He'll try to show the nose at the bottom of the racetrack. He'll go side by side with Blaney. He wants the lead at Texas. They stay nose to nose here off of turn number four. Now Larson makes the move.
Blaney trying to hold him off on the outside at the stripe.
Trouble. Now one car in the wall. It's Christopher Bell. Hits it hard. Everybody else scrambles to avoid. Now another collision in the middle. It looked like that Alex Bowman got slapped. Couldn't see which other car it was. It was a 42 of John Hunter Nemechek. Trouble at Texas. Caution is out.
You're exactly right, Pat Patterson. Three cars involved there. Christopher Bell and Alex Bowman with collateral damage when John Hunter Nemechek come along and spiked his machine. Let's go down to Brad Gilley.
All right, they're going to bring Christopher Bell straight into pit road, even though it's closed right now. What was said on the radio after that incident, all the tires look good, but the left rear is caved in quite a bit. They have not been able to assess the damage yet in the pit box of Christopher Bell, but he'll be coming straight in.
And it looks like Alex Bowman is in his pit stall. They're working feverishly on the right front of that machine. Let's go down to Wendy Venturini.
Yeah, the 48 of Alex Bowman was all yawed out as it was coming to pit road. The diffuser is up. They're pulling the front fender off the whole entire nose with a Sawzall right now. Two NASCAR officials on the right side of the car. They are on the DVP clock. They just reported they're trying to keep the hood intact. So that means they're going to try and get back out there. So, Gilly, what's happening on your end with Christopher Bell?
Wow, when you talk about the left rear being caved in, it's caved in a big way. The left rear quarter panel is sticking straight out from the race car, meaning that someone hit him from behind. It crushed in the rear bumper. When it did that, it literally took the quarter panel and made it stick straight out. They have a Sawzall. They also have a circular saw out here. They're just simply going to have to cut away the body panels. The problem with this is that this is right in the section where the fuel opening is on the race car. So when they do have to come in and take fuel, they don't right now. This is going to be a big problem for the fueler because of where it is. It's also affected the air going to the rear spoiler of his race car. The good thing, at least all four tires look good and the wheels look straight on Christopher Bell's car.
And watching the replay, Alex Bowman trying to get on the binders, trying not to hit Christopher Bell, got sideways, and it almost was in, you know, like a dance move because John Hunter Nemechek then had to slam on the brakes to miss Alex Bowman. They both spun sideways, made contact with each other after Christopher Bell smacked the safer barrier.
Cole, sometimes you have racing accidents, other times you have wrecks. This one purely looked like an accident, especially as far as Alex Bowman and John Hunter Nemechek were concerned.
Yeah, I mean, I think when you look at Christopher Bell, it looked like he just was running that second lane in 3 and 4, went over the bumps and just lost it. You know, his car probably just couldn't handle the bumps up there, and he got loose, backed it in the fence. And then we talk about time and time again how temperamental these cars are, but Alex Bowman and John Hunter Nemechek, they were just trying to get on the brakes to miss the wreck, and they ended up getting it sideways, getting on the brakes. So it's just how temperamental these cars are. It doesn't take much to get them sideways.
Three car incidents has put us under our third yellow flag here of the day at Texas Motor Speedway.
Not to brag, but Progressive's Name Your Price tool is mankind's greatest tool ever. Even better than the wheel. Sure, without the wheel, we wouldn't have modern transportation or funny videos of dogs riding skateboards. But without the Name Your Price tool, we wouldn't have easy access to auto insurance options based on our budget. And, well, cars do need wheels. They also need insurance, and insurance never goes flat. Learn more about the greatest tool ever, the Name Your Price tool, at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Not available in all states.
This season, Toyota Racing is looking for jugglers.
Aha!
Not the ones who toss balls or rings. Fans that can juggle the rigors of a 10-month-long season across many different racing circuits.
Well, what if I added knives?
What if you added GR Cup, Formula Drift, and off-road racing? If you can juggle it all, then we want you. Be part of the action at toyota.com/racing. Toyota, let's go places. Formula Drift is a registered trademark of Formula Drifts Holdings, LLC.
Welcome back to Texas Motor Speedway. Pit stops are underway. Bubba Wallace just came in, the first car on my section of pit road. They did a fuel-only pit stop, even though he had dropped back several positions before that caution came out, and this was literally about 3 seconds of fuel before they sent him back out. Alan Cavana.
A lot of activity on pit road, but not for long. Denny Hamlin, the call was two tires as he was able to drive himself back up to the top three. Same call for William Byron, right sides only for the 24, Wendy Venturini.
Same on my end of pit road. Very little time on pit road. It was fuel only for Martin Truex Jr. He said he wanted to get three and four better. He can't get the front to grab. They did make a slight adjustment in the left rear while they got the fuel. Also on pit road, Chase Elliott decided to take two right side tires with an air pressure adjustment for Chase Elliott.
So as they came off of pit lane, Kyle Larson up one spot. He was the first car off the pit lane. Then Denny Hamlin also picking up a spot. Martin Truex Jr. up four. He was third off the pit lane, also gaining a spot. Chase Elliott fourth. Up six, Michael McDowell. The rest of the top ten as they came off of pit road. Tyler Reddick, Ross Chastain, the big loser. Ryan Blaney lost seven spots. He was eighth off the pit lane, followed by William Byron, who lost three spots. Up six, Bubba Wallace, number 10 off the pit lane. We'll read up and resettle the starting order of this race when we come back to Texas Motor Speedway. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Picture this. You're behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor. You're effortlessly breaking ground, moving piles of rocks just by moving a lever, and enjoying the sun as you clear brush across your pasture. We could keep trying to put you in the moment, but to really understand what this feels like, you just have to get in the seat.
Conquer every task on your list. Visit Tractor Central, take a seat, and see for yourself why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
Corn. It's everything to Wisconsin's corn growers. It's food, it's feed, it's fuel. The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association gives members a strong and unified voice at the state and federal level. As a member, you'll have a seat at the table on issues impacting farms like yours. Help support our industry by becoming a Wisconsin Corn Growers Association member today at wicorn.org. Our state, our fields, our corn.
NASCAR coverage on WRDN is brought to you in part by Bauer Built Tire of Durant.
Back here at Texas Motor Speedway, the field coming back around. They will turn them loose next time by. Our most vicious accident of the day involving Christopher Bell, Alex Bowman, and John Hunter Nemechek pretty much chewed up Alex Bowman's car. Hunter Nemechek has been able to get back out on the racetrack, but that car heavily damaged. And watching right now, they are backing up the Ally Chevrolet of Alex Bowman, and it looks like his day may be done as soon as he heads to the garage area. Let's go ahead and give you our NFT leaderboard here as we have completed 105 laps, 162 to go. A lot of racing left, and this is the way they'll line up on this restart. Todd Gilliland will be the race leader. Kyle Larson is second. Denny Hamlin third. Martin Truex Jr. fourth. Fifth, Chase Elliott. Sixth is Michael McDowell. Tyler Reddick is seventh. Ross Chastain, 8th, Ryan Blaney, 9th, and 10th to William Byron.
Bubba Wallace, 11th, 12th, Chase Briscoe, Noah Gregson, 13th, then 14th, Ty Gibbs, Ryan Preece, 15th, 16th, Corey LaJoy, Austin Dillon is 17th, 18th, Zane Smith, Joey Logano, 19th, 20th, Ricky Stenhouse Jr.
21st, Austin Cindric, Brad Keselowski, 22nd, 23rd, Daniel Hemric, 24th is Josh Berry, 25th is Eric Jones, Carson Hocevar, 26th, Daniel Suarez will be 27th, 28th to Kyle Busch, 29th is Justin Haley, Harrison Burton rides 30th.
31st, Chris Buescher, John Hunter Nemechek scored 32nd, then Christopher Bell is 33rd, scored minus one in 34th, Jimmy Johnson, Ty Dillon also minus one in 35th, Kaz Grala minus two in 36th, Alex Bowman is out, credit for 37th, Austin Hill is off the racetrack, he'll get credit for 38th.
And that full field rundown brought to you by NFT.com. Are you a true racing fan? Do you like adding die-cast cars? Then when the race is over, race to RaceDayNFT.com and sign up for some incredible deals. Field out of the Geico restart zone, ready to go racing again. Green flag is in the air. Down on the inside, getting a nice jump and a push from Martin Truex Jr. is Todd Gilliland.
So far, so good for Gilliland, but I got to believe it won't last long. In fact, it does not. Exiting turn number two all the way to the front is Larson. back in the pack. Rebel Wallace way up high. He'll lose about 15 spots off turn two.
Here comes Kyle Larson down the back stretch and into turn number four. The man on the move is Martin Truex Jr. He's going to pick up that third spot. Gilliland fades back. Truex isn't done yet, though. He goes to work on his teammate, Denny Hamlin, for second.
Larson leads this race for the fifth time. The battle, though, is hot and furious for the second spot, with Truex side by side with teammate Denny Hamlin.
Martin Truex Jr. has not been all that great this afternoon. He's been good, but now it looks like he's got something for his teammate Denny Hamlin, maybe for Larson, as he'll take the second position.
MTJ to the second spot. Hamlin now, though, fights back, looks to the outside as they enter turn three. It'll be Truex down at the bottom of the racetrack, then Hamlin. Then it's about eight cars back to Todd Gilliland.
That's a good battle back there. Todd Gilliland fourth, and then diving to the inside of Chastain behind him is going to be Tyler Reddick. Then it's Chastain, Blaney, and Michael McDowell all knotted together.
Chastain to the low side. McDowell will try to make the pass of him on the outside in turn number two. He won't get there. He'll settle up behind. But for McDowell, he now has to feel some pressure from Ryan Blaney.
Here comes Blaney as he goes to work on McDowell, entering turn three. Blaney on the bottom of the racetrack. McDowell about the midway point of the racetrack. He'll lose that spot. He's got to be careful. William Byron right behind him.
Blaney now seventh. McDowell eighth, but maybe for just a short period. Lined up behind him, William Byron is there. So is Chase Elliott.
Single file about 12 cars deep. Already the leader, Kyle Larson, has extended his advantage over Truex to about 10 car lengths. Five more back to Hamlin.
Yeah, the most competitive bunch here in the very top 10. Once again, watching Michael McDowell, William Byron, and a pass going on right now. It's Joey Logano getting upstaged a little bit by Chase Briscoe as he'll try to take that position. But Logano tries to battle back.
Chase Briscoe and Logano in a nice battle here along the front stretch. A couple of Fords battling it out right now, and Priest is trying to get into that action too.
Joey Logano needs a good finish. It's been a horrible start to 2024. He's not yet seen the top 10. He'll make the pass at Chase Briscoe. Maybe a little bit of brightness there for Joey Logano.
Logano gets that spot in that bright white number 22. Briscoe goes right in behind him. Bottom of the racetrack, that's where they will run as, once again, Chase Elliott trying to case his teammate William Byron off of turn four.
They're creeping away from that 22 car of Joey Logano, who's been running better as of late. And Doug, you and I were kind of, I won't say ragging on Logano for his rough start, but he had a terrible start to the season. But he was 11th at COTA, been top 10 the last two races, had the runner-up at Richmond. So it looks like they've got the ship turned around just a bit.
Well, what is it we always say, Mark? If you're trying to get out of the hole, the first thing you got to do is put down the shovel and quit digging. And they are digging on the racetrack right now, Joey Logano riding in the 11th. Kyle Larson is the leader, up second and a half over Martin Truex Jr.